Hey Grow Girls, you are listening to the Get Up and Grow Girl podcast, hosted by me, your multifaceted manifestation coach, Leela Jasmine Seeley. I have been on a journey from being addicted to the hustle, disconnected from my feminine energy, linking my worth to my productivity, and giving away all of my power to toxic relationships, to manifesting my dream soul-led business, my freedom island lifestyle, my dream partner, and honestly, so much more. So now it's my mission to help you heal and create your "is this freaking real" moments in life. This podcast will guide you on your journey to finding your light, healing your conditioning, and unlocking the power that resides within you. So let's dig in. Hey Grow Girls, welcome back to the Get Up and Grow Girl podcast. And today we are diving into some very sneaky ways that your paradigm, and let me say a wounded paradigm, can be blocking you from lean back business and this dream that you have, this vision that you have of not only just working for yourself, but everything clicking into that flow, lean back energy, whereby you're going about life, you're living life, you're on the beach, you're swimming in the sea, you're baking cookies in the middle of the day, you're playing with your kids, or you're going out for coffee dates with your friends in the middle of the day, and you're just seeing the Stripe notifications coming in, you're seeing the DMs from dreamy clients. It's all just clicking in a way where you get to step back a little bit, live that soft life, while still doing the thing you love, still leading with impact, but it not dominating every living, breathing second, every thought in your mind, and essentially feeling like a hustle. Instead, it feels like a flow. If that is what you're dreaming of, we need to talk about this. And we need to talk about the wounded paradigms that can be very subtle, very hidden, very sneaky, very low key, but can actually be the thing that is stopping you from manifesting this. And hopefully this is going to be a really eye-opening episode, because what it's going to do is show you exactly how you need to shift. Once you identify it, you can shift it. Awareness is power. And I want to say that before we go into this, because I don't want you to be watching this or listening to this and being like, oh my God, everything sucks. Now I've seen where I'm going wrong and I feel really demotivated. I really want it to be the opposite, in that you're empowered because now you see what you didn't see. We've unveiled some blind spots and you're ready to make moves. So first of all, what is a paradigm, for anyone that doesn't know? What am I really talking about when I say wounded paradigms? Well, a paradigm is your set of thoughts, beliefs, emotions that is kind of like your baseline, your software. You could call it the algorithm of your brain, if you like. It's a program, a set of these beliefs, habits, behaviors, and emotions that you just kind of reach for. We are all running on this unconscious software, and we love to think that we're fully in control and every day we're deciding exactly what we're doing. And of course, you will be making some conscious decisions every day. But what is not common knowledge is that the majority of our decisions that we make every single day are actually unconscious. They're coming from an automated program within us that we've developed long ago. And so if the majority of what we're doing every day is actually happening automatically and unconsciously, then the majority of what we're manifesting is actually unconscious. And that is what my work is all about, is about shifting that so that the majority of what you're manifesting is conscious, so that you're choosing to manifest on purpose instead of just by default, by the programming that you didn't even choose. We'll get into that. So because the conditioning is so high, I think that most people, even though you're into mindset, even though you're into spirituality, even though you've heard this before, especially if you've been listening to this podcast a while, even though you're woke to these concepts, to the unconscious mind, etc., it's so deeply conditioned to believe that our actions and what we consciously try to do makes up most of our life. And so this leads to an emphasis on strategy. In your business, you probably spend way more time thinking about, what do I sell, my product or my offer, my service? What should I write content-wise? What should I put on my sales page? What should I put in my bio? How do I sell it? Which offers do I need to have, and how often should I sell them? And who should I be selling to, and what should my messaging be? You probably put way more focus on that than on, who am I being? What are my beliefs? What thoughts and emotions do I have regularly, and how is that impacting my business? And again, this is because we've been conditioned and brought up with so much more focus on the tangible and what we see and what we can actually do than the intangible, like how the brain works and the unconscious mind and all of this stuff. But actually, 90% of your success is going to come down to your paradigm, because again, your paradigm is determining 90% of what you're doing every day. Yes, you might be like, right, I need to make a new offer. But the type of offer you make, the way you speak about it. Yes, you might be like, I need to go on Instagram and talk about it. The way you talk about it, the energy with which you speak, the conviction with which you speak, how often you actually do it, whether you show up 80% or 100%, all of that is determined by your unconscious mind. That's why you can feel like you're doing all the things and like, I'm consistent, I show up all the time, I'm always selling something, I'm always working on my offers, I'm always learning, I'm always doing qualifications. Why am I not seeing the rapid shift that I want to see? But it's because it's not just what you do, it's who you be when you do it that is going to determine the energy with which you do it. And that is so powerful. So I'm going to break down two very sneaky paradigms that I commonly see people adopting, especially women in business, so that you can recognize if you are doing this too. And you can see how it's blocking you, so you bring it into the conscious mind, and then you are motivated to let it go and to rewire and to come into this with a whole different energy. And when you do that, you will see shifts in your business. When you shift your paradigm, your reality will always catch up. So when you shift your paradigm, your business will grow. So I'm going to break down these two paradigms. But to do that, I need to tell you a story. So a few years ago, well, to be honest, this would have been a lot of years ago now, probably about 8 years ago, a while back, maybe it's not that much, maybe six years ago. I was scrolling on the gram, as you do, and I saw this advert for this like public speaking free workshop thing or free challenge thing in London. So I booked the ticket, felt the pull, booked the ticket, went along. And it was a good event. It was a group of probably like 20 of us sat in a room with an instructor who was teaching us like tips, tricks, and all of this kind of stuff about public speaking. And I had fun. I thought it was really good. I thought it was like, it got you thinking. And they did mention throughout that at the end of this, we are doing a program. We are doing like a longer term. I think it was like 3 months or something like that. In-person program where you can learn more about this. And I, as soon as they said it, even the first time they mentioned it, I was already like, oh yeah, like I felt the pull to come here because for a reason. And now that I've got a taste of it and they're telling me there's more, like, yes, I'm definitely feeling the pull. And already in my mind, the cogs are turning and I'm thinking, yeah, I want to sign up to this. I'm going to sign up to this. And we continue on, the day is going on, and it starts to get into more and more and more of this hard sell vibe, where we're getting towards the end and they're saying, okay, so there's going to be an offer of, you know, this price for this program. But as soon as you leave the room today, it's gone. Not a, this is a pre-sale, this is an early bird, you've got like, you know, 2 days or 3 days or a week or whatever. Just like, as soon as you leave this room, it's gone. Like a very like, basically manipulative strategy and hard sell strategy, because the reason that people don't want you to leave the room, let me just turn this a little bit, it's a little bit. Okay. The reason that people don't want you to leave the room is because they're trying to, like, it's running off this belief that if they leave, they'll change their mind. Like, once they're out of the energy, they'll realize they don't want it. It's this, if you think about it, it's coming from this place of like, right now they're convinced, like they're in a bubble almost. But once they leave and go back to normal life, like they'll forget about it, they'll change, they'll go back to normal life and they won't want to do it anymore. And that's really quite a scarcity belief if you think about it. And it's something I heard quite a lot when I was first starting a business. So they're doing all this, they're giving us the whole like, you know, if you don't sign up now, then the price will go up, you won't get this opportunity, et cetera, et cetera. They even then took us like one by one outside the room or into a little private section. And, you know, they'd say like, do you want to do this and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, yeah, I really want to do it. I do need to go home, check my finances, just make sure that it's all going to work, et cetera, et cetera. And they were like, oh, okay, but you know, you really should do it now. And if you don't, you're going to miss this prize. And basically just hard selling it. And I noticed my energy completely shift. I was sold. Like, I was so sure that I wanted to do this. But this hard selling, this icky energy of like, you must do it now, just completely shifted that and had got me into a place where I'd gone from really secure, trusting and decisive on it to like, ooh, the energy shifting. And so now I don't feel secure in this decision. And that's something that's rarely spoken about in the sales world, at least not back then or in the conventional sales world. I feel like individual coaches and also coaches who are humans, who are, even if they're not coaches, who are women or who are in very feminine energy, speak about this a bit more. We speak about the energy rather than just the logical side. Because the fact is, when you feel someone's energy is very forcing, very desperate, it makes you step back a bit. You can feel that even if you don't recognize it in your conscious mind. So I went from being a sure, yes, a sure thing, to, okay, something's icking me out here. This just feels gross. Suddenly I'm not sure anymore. It got the, I guess, like intuition, or maybe not intuition. I don't think it would have been a bad thing, but just the vibes weren't right. So I left there still thinking that I might sign up. I remember I had a mentor at the time and I was speaking to her about it and saying that, you know, I kind of want to do this. And her instinct was like, I don't think you need that. She was like, you're a natural public speaker. And I did not see that in myself at all at that time. And I was just like, you know, you can always be better, et cetera, et cetera. But over time I realized like, yeah, it's not really like a priority. There's other things, if anything, that I'd rather invest in. So I didn't sign up. But that experience stuck with me. And I remember at the time thinking, I was quite new into entrepreneurship. I remember at the time thinking, is this how it has to be? Like, is this what I'm going to have to do if I want to have a business, which I do, if I'm planning on growing this business, do I have to be like this? And at the time I was working as a personal trainer. And I just felt like, to make the number of sales that I want to make, do I have to start doing this? And sitting down with people, and then when they say like, they're not sure yet, or they'll think about it, like I have to basically not take that as an answer. And I have to sort of convince and force them to commit now. Like that was just something that did not appeal to me at all. It gave me the ick seeing somebody else do it, let alone the thought of me doing it myself. And so that is an example of how so many of us have been sold to. We've experienced this hard sale. We've all been into a clothes shop where somebody's constantly on you, like, can I help you? Do you need something? do you want that? Like, just like, won't leave you alone. And it makes you want to leave the shop, right? We've all experienced that. And so through learned experience and through what we go through, our paradigm evolves. So I'm going to go into how this can form a wounded paradigm, which we are then running from in our business. We are running our businesses often from a wounded place, unintentionally, unconsciously, but due to these experiences that are not our fault, but mold the unconscious mind. Another example of this was in the early days of working as a personal trainer, when I was like brand new, and I remember I used to do shifts. I was like an employee. It was a weird thing, weird business model where you're an employee, you do shifts, but you don't get paid for those shifts. But then you can train clients and you can get clients and train them in the gym without having to pay rent. So it's a weird situation. But I was like fully like doing that. I wasn't yet at the point where I was paying rent and doing everything myself. I was fully like new, a newbie. And I remember like having all these sales trainings from these like gym managers. And obviously now it's very clear this has come from like the corporate level. Like these are the guidelines you share with your personal trainers. And it really lacked all the things that I really lean on now and really care about, which is like, you know, the energy, the empathy, the personal element, the USP, the unique magic, the like magnetism. Magnetism was just not a thing. I learned that on my own later in business. And that's when I hit gold, which is a story for another day, was when I started to stop doing everything the way that I was taught and the guidelines I was given and start doing things really in a different way. And back then I wouldn't have been using the word feminine energy, but that's essentially what I was doing, was starting to tap into the feminine magnetism and the feminine lean back way of sales. But I remember when we were being trained, we were told things like, okay, so when somebody comes to you and they have a free session or whatever, and then afterwards you try and sell to them. So it was already like people should come in not expecting it. It was a bit more hidden, a bit more almost like manipulation vibes. And then you can tell them that they should sign up. And, you know, most likely they're going to say, oh, I can't afford the price. And then you're going to say, how much do you spend on coffee? How much do you spend on takeaways? How much do you spend on this? And you would sit there and you would math out for them that if you just cut this out, if you just cut that out, then you can afford it. Now, in sales, we do have to remove the blinders from our clients' eyes, because again, everybody is making a lot of decisions from the unconscious mind. So if you have an identity of, oh, I'm not the type of person who can afford coaching, you'll believe that you can't. And actually, if you were to sit and get past your own limitations, you may see that you could. However, so yes, that is valid to an extent, that we can remove the blinders from our audience's eyes. And that is an important part of sales. But there's a difference between educational content that's leading a client on that journey themselves and having them like see a post and be like, wow, maybe I need to look at that, versus face to face with someone like, you need to stop doing this, you need to stop doing that, like almost a little bit of humiliation. And that's what we were taught, to get basically a cold lead, someone who had not expressed interest in paying for any coaching, but get them in, give them something free, then, oh, look, actually, we want you to buy. And not just, oh, yes, this was free, there is a paid option, you can continue, but like, surprise, and then not taking no for an answer. I was also told things like, okay, just go around like walking up to like random people and offer them free sessions, like get 10 people booked in. And out of that, you'll probably get one, because it's a numbers game. The thing is, it's not always a numbers game. Again, something I say when I talk about manifesting a dream relationship, if you're dating at the minute and you keep attracting the same type of man, maybe someone who's narcissistic, maybe someone who's really gaslighty, maybe someone who's really avoidant energy and seems great, but then like you keep getting people who ghost you and who can't be emotionally available, etc., etc. If you just decide, okay, I'm currently like swiping on like two guys a day, I'm going to swipe on 10 guys a day. So you times five it. I guarantee you're going to still meet the same kind of guys or play out the same kind of dynamics, because you're not changing the way you're going into it. You're just doing it more. You're doing the same thing more. So you're going to get the same results, just more. It's the same, I believe, in sales, that if you're just going to, like, you know, from 2 people a day to 10 people a day, but you're not changing anything else, like the belief you have in yourself, which is going to show up in the energy that you speak to them in, the understanding of your unique magic and how you position yourself, the structures that you've created, the pricing, et cetera, et cetera, all of this and so much more, then you're still going to get the same results. For example, you're not targeting them more. You're just doing, you know, 5 times as many random people. You're going to get the same results. And so that was how I believed I had to sell. And not only did it really not feel natural, but it wasn't working for me. And just something, there was just this inner resistance inside. But this is back in like 2015, when I didn't even know that online coaches were a thing. I wasn't following anyone teaching business. I learned business from either books that were pretty old school, or from these guys in the gym who were general managers of a gym and teaching you what they've been passed down to do. And it's a very like old school way of coaching, of selling, and a very masculine energy way of selling as well. So all of this just had me like getting the ick. I got the ick from being sold to that way at the speaking event. I got the ick from myself trying to do the things that they taught me in the gym. And all of it just was gross. It didn't feel right. It didn't feel aligned. It didn't feel natural. It felt like selling is tricking rather than selling is serving, which is a strong belief I hold now, and a truth if you move in alignment with that. So I wanted to tell you these stories because those experiences, we've all been through versions of. You may have your own, you know, differentiation in who it was or where it was, but I'm sure you've experienced that kind of sales. So what that does is create a scarcity paradigm in many of us, because we learn to sell like that. So we learn, you know, give out loads and loads of free sessions, discount your prices and you'll get someone in. Convince people where they need to stop spending money so they can do it. Don't let people leave the room until they sign up. We get told all of this. And what are these strategies? What are these sales strategies built off of? To me, they're built off of beliefs like there aren't enough people out there. Because if there's plenty of people, you don't need to keep someone in the room and convince them. You just, okay, if they don't want it, there's going to be plenty more people that do. It's built off of people don't have enough money. So always going in it with, okay, you need to discount your offers. You need to show them that they have more money than they think. Like, it's built off this idea that people don't have enough money, when in reality, where I am now, I myself see it in myself and in others, that people want to spend their money. People want value, and money is a means to get value. That's why we want more money. We don't want it just to sit there. Yes, to an extent, you might want it, some of it, to sit there so that you feel safe, you feel secure, and you know you have options. But also, we want the freedom to have more value in our lives. But nobody ever taught me that. It's this belief, built off this belief that people don't see the value, so you have to convince. So again, it's going into the sales process in this energy of, I need to convince you that you need to do this. Rather than, when I look back now, and I'm going to have to do another episode about this now that I'm getting going, of like how I was selling in my fitness business. When I look back now, I can see that when I really hit success, which was in 2019, just before the pandemic, I was coming at it with a, this is the offer. Like, this is how it's going to help you. Take it, like, kind of take it or leave it. Like, I know that this is so valuable, that my energy behind it wasn't in a wounded way of like, oh yeah, you can have it, but you know, it's fine if you don't need it. Like, apologetic way. It was just in a way of, I know this is so valuable. And I also knew that people needed this. I knew that, okay, you've learned something from me and offered a free class or whatever in the gym. But I knew that the results they would get if they were to do that every week, and not just what they learned, but progress it, because I was coaching them and I was showing them how to do it and I was progressing their programming. But also I was there so that they went from doing the 75% to giving 100%. And also I was there so that all the little ways that they're not quite getting the movement right and they're just missing the activation of this muscle, that muscle, et cetera, et cetera, I would be able to make sure they get from, again, 80 to 100. I knew that that would like five times the results that they would get in the gym. So it wasn't something where I had to convince them and say all of that, because I knew that. It came across in energy. Energy speaks. Of course, there would be some strategic things in there, but primarily it's that confidence and that assurance that you really know what you're doing, that you really know the value, that you don't need to beg and convince somebody to buy your thing. I think that paradigm is also built off this belief of like, our product isn't enough. It's built off of like, what you have isn't enough on its own. So we need these pressure tactics. Whereas lean back feminine business really comes in when you know, like you have an offer so good, like it sells itself. That doesn't mean we don't use strategy, et cetera, but the offer is so valuable that it's just a matter of being able to express that, being able to educate on why it's valuable. But it's not this like, okay, so you have to have it now. When somebody knows that one of my offers is what they need, often I'll have people come in my DMs, ask about it, and then they might not sign up and they might just go away. But then months later, they'll buy the thing. And I'm fine with that because I don't need this urgency, this external validation and all of this, which is a conversation for another day. But you can see that that way of selling, that very forceful, like hard sell, is actually built off of a load of scarcity and lack beliefs. And as a manifestation queen, if you're watching this, I know that you don't subscribe to those beliefs. Yet, unconsciously, they could be what the way that you're selling is built off of, what the energy that you show up in is built off of, because they're so deep in the unconscious. They're so deep in your conditioning, in your upbringing, in what you were taught about business, in what you've seen others do in business, that you're now actually, without realizing, running some of your business from a lack and scarcity place. So then how is it going to be a match for abundance? So this paradigm is the first paradigm that I want to talk about. And it's this ick paradigm, this icky hard sell paradigm. It is so rife that you don't even have had to have had, you know, somebody necessarily, you know, teach you it like I had in managers and et cetera, et cetera. It is in TV. It is in the news. It is in films. It's all around us. You'll see films always like, I remember when I was younger, the business person was often presented as like sleazy. You have like, what was that show? Only Fools and Horses, where he's like a manipulator kind of Del Boy guy. This is like unconsciously seeping in. I remember my mum used to talk about like Del Boy things and how, you know, people sell and how she was sold to and all of this kind of thing. So from a young age, long before I ever thought of having a business, I would have just been picking this up. As a child, you are in the unconscious mind up until often 7 years old or around that age. So you're just absorbing all of this. And what that means is your software is being built. It's like your algorithm is being written from 0 to 7, but you don't have a say on what's written into it. It's just what you're exposed to. You don't have the conscious mind where you get to choose. So when we've inherited this paradigm, we can feel like, okay, to get sales, I have to force, I have to chase, I have to DM people. I have to cold DM people. I have to go and fake engage. I have to like convince. If somebody says they can't afford it, I have to tell them that, you know, you're never going to get anywhere if you don't invest in yourself. And I have to like use these things that, yes, they're true, but the energy that you push into it, that feels really icky. And so do you ask yourself, do I have this wounded paradigm? Do you have this wounded paradigm of the ick hard sell? And if you do, this is most likely why you do feel like you have to convince people to buy from you. It's probably why you're hustling, chasing, and forcing, and then giving yourself the ick, because it doesn't feel in that nice, relaxed, confident, lean back energy. It feels very, oh my God, convince, force, manipulate. And that doesn't feel good. And it's probably also why you waver. And sometimes you go for it and then you have periods where you're just really demotivated because it feels so unaligned being in that energy for you. But again, so much of this is happening unconsciously. Then we have paradigm two, which is a kind of like rebuttal to this first wounded paradigm of the icky hard sell. This comes when we go too far the other way because we've experienced that. We've experienced being ickily hard sold to. We've even maybe done it ourselves earlier on in business. So now what we do is we go into the apologetic good girl paradigm, where we are basically like, oh no, I don't want to do that. I don't want to be icky. I don't want to sell. We've basically started to see the word sales as an icky thing. We started to see it as something not nice, something to be ashamed of. And this is probably like a deeply internalized shame that we don't even see day to day, but it is there. So what that leads to is this apologetic energy of selling. It's an energy that we can actually use feminine energy as an excuse. And we can be like, we're not selling. We don't put our work out there. We don't talk about how good it is. We don't really show up. We just occasionally, you know, we're maybe doing nice little content pieces, nice reels, but there's never a call to action. We're never really explaining why our offer is good and why we're good, because we see that as the icky hard sell, when actually it's all about the energy with which you do it in. And there are certain parts of business that still stand. As I said, removing blind spots is a part of business. Educating on what you do and why it's different and why it's special is a part of business. But these can be authentic, fun, playful, just as much as they could be forceful, convincing, and manipulative. It's light and dark to everything, and you get to choose to do this in a higher expression in a way that is valuable and your client really values. I love when people remove my blind spots. I love when I see a coach or a mentor or anyone, online service provider, putting out a potent piece of content that calls me out because I've just gained value and I didn't even pay for it. So there's a great way to do this, but when we're in the apologetic good girl paradigm, we feel afraid to share our work. We often don't see through our launches. This is when it can be really sneaky, is that you are doing the things, you are putting out your posts, you are putting out that you have an offer, but like after a little while, if you don't get that many people responding, you kind of just slow moonwalk away. You just kind of, step back. You don't give 100% because of this unconscious paradigm that makes you feel guilty for selling, that makes you feel like it's something icky, that has you judging yourself, and has you feeling shame. And tapping out at that level is the difference between having the type of business you want, the sales you want, the dreamy clients you want coming to you, and not having that. So because of these ways that we've been sold to, we can go one of two ways. We can either go into that and be actually running our business on this unaligned foundation that feels very icky and forceful and is giving off this energy that doesn't feel good to our client. Or we can go into the good girl paradigm of, oh, I'm so sorry for selling. Oh, I really don't want to make anyone uncomfortable. I really don't ever want to be seen to be that icky salesperson. So I'm going to go so far the other way that I'm actually just shooting myself in the foot. The thing is, the reason this second one is the wounded apologetic good girl paradigm is because it's not only a shame for selling, it's a fear of judgment. And we know the fear of judgment is going to block our manifestations again and again and again if we don't get to it. But this one's so sneaky because you can use it as a like, oh no, I just don't want to be one of those icky people. But really, it's this fear of judgment still. Because we know very well that when somebody judges you, it's their own projection. So some people may see you selling, and you could be selling in a high expression, in an aligned place, selling from authenticity, your feminine energy, et cetera, et cetera. And somebody could be like, oh, she's always selling, ick. But that's coming from their own paradigm. They may have been led to see sales as a negative thing. They may have had bad experiences. So they group you into that bundle. You can't run your business from the fear of what other people think, even if that fear is something like they might think you're an icky salesperson. The wounding is wounding. So you need to recognize, am I running my business from one of these paradigms, the icky hard sell paradigm or the apologetic good girl paradigm? And if I am, how can I shift this? In what ways is that showing up in my business, in my strategy, in the energy that I show up in the words I use, the things I sell, how often I sell? How is that showing up? Because you need to be selling from this aligned paradigm that backs up the life you want and the business you want. If you want a lean back business, you need to be selling from a lean back paradigm. So hopefully this shows why it is so important that we consciously recreate the paradigms that we want, because we didn't choose them. No matter if you were a genius child, we all have an unconscious mind, and that was predominant throughout our childhood. We were in our theta brainwaves, which means we are like a sponge, which means we don't get to choose what comes in. So we're running off softwares that we didn't choose. And when you want to create a certain result in your life, you have to decide to create the software that is going to create those results. I feel like I'm gonna sneeze. Whew. Hey. Sorry, I don't know if I'm gonna edit that out or not. Depends how much energy I have after this. So sorry if you did hear that. This is why we need to do this work. Because we know that whilst we love to think it's the conscious mind that's responsible for everything and it's just what we do, it's not what we do, it's how we do it. And it's also what we're doing in these small moments that compound. It's the unconscious habits that form our reality, not just the one or two big moves, the one or two big decisions, the new thing we decide to launch. It's how we show up and sell that thing every single day. It's the energy we sell it in. It's the words we use when we sell it. And all of that comes from the unconscious mind, which means it comes from your paradigm. So I hope this has opened your eyes and got you to see things differently and to see how you're going into business in a different light, to unveil the blind spot of perhaps always focusing on the doing, sell more things, create more offers, rather than the energy that I'm selling what I currently have could actually blow up my whole freaking business. The small moments. If you resonate with this and you feel like you have one of the above paradigms, these wounded paradigms that is not serving you in your business, I have recently launched something brand new called the Lean Back Business Paradigm, where I'm teaching you the exact paradigm that's taken me 10 years of entrepreneurship to gradually like unpick the old one and to recognize what I need to believe, what beliefs I need to have, what narratives I need to have, what emotions I need to have around selling in order to manifest this life where dreamy clients come to me, slide in my DMs, where I don't need to cold DM anyone, I don't need to force and convince. The balance between the masculine energy, the consistency, the conviction, and the trust, the lean back, the magnetism, that is what my paradigm is formed of. And that is what I'm going to teach you. This is a 3-week challenge where you will learn the exact beliefs that you need to adopt to sell in this lean back way in an online business. This is for coaches, healers, service providers, people who are selling something that comes from their soul, a service online, using Instagram, TikTok, etc. I've never taught this before. I've taught how to unpick your paradigm and see all this, see which beliefs aren't serving you and how to recreate a new paradigm. I've taught that in a lot of depth, which is an amazing life-changing program. But what I've never taught is the specific beliefs around this type of business. I've left that for you to use my framework and to fill in your own beliefs. Now I want to teach you the exact beliefs in the Lean Back Business Paradigm. This is happening in late April. The price is £222. So if you are feeling the pull, I'm going to put the link in the show notes, or you can DM me the words Lean Back Biz and I will send you the link. Thank you so much, guys, for listening or for watching. And until next time, Grow Girls, goodbye.
So I hope you loved this episode. Thank you for listening and spending your time with me. And I really hope that it is empowering you and has empowered you to go for those goals and to know that you are so capable of manifesting all that you desire and all of that soulful success in your life, in your business, in your relationships, in any aspect that you desire it in. And if you did enjoy this episode, if you did find it helpful, if you did have some light bulb moments, please take a screenshot, post it to your Instagram stories and tag me at Leela Jasmine Sule. I would love to hear what you took away from the episode. I would love to hear how it helped you, but also it would be amazing if you could share the message and pass this on to more Grow Girls who would benefit from this. And if you share it on your Instagram stories, then of course all the Grow Girls in your community will also be able to listen and enjoy the goodness as well. Until next time, Grow Girls, goodbye.